From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian airliner crash in Egypt, not due to pilot error. Senior officials at Metrojet have ruled out any technical failure or human error from the airline, blaming external reasons for the plane crash that killed all 224 people aboard. Metrojet Deputy Director for Aviation Alexander Smirnov says the plane was damaged in a way that did not allow it to continue to fly. He said the only explanation is what he called some kind of external action. The surprising victory of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's AKP party in Sunday's general election has ended months of political uncertainty. Dorian Jones has more.
Major challenges face President Erdogan's AKP party, including a sluggish economy, a resurgence in fighting with Kurdish rebels of the PKK, and the growing threat of the Islamic State. The president is also at odds with his Western allies over Syria and the deepening migrant crisis. With the president's AKP having a large parliamentary majority, the question that both political opponents and Turkey's allies are likely to be asking is how Erdogan will use his party's new mandate. Monday, the president gave a defiant message saying the world must respect the result. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United Nations Security Council has condemned Sunday's attack by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab on a Mogadishu hotel. The attack left at least 12 people dead, including the owner of the hotel, a military commander, and two lawmakers. The council praised the response by Somalia's army, which killed all of the attackers, and stated that terrorism in all its forms and manifestations is one of the most serious threats to global peace. This is VOA News. Four Israelis were stabbed in separate attacks Monday. Police in Netanya shot and killed a Palestinian who attacked and seriously injured a 70-year-old man. Police said the attack came just hours after another Palestinian knifed several people, including an 80-year-old woman, near Tel Aviv. 11 Israelis have been killed in Palestinian attacks, mostly stabbings. The United Nations says more than 218,000 migrants crossed the Mediterranean Sea during the month of October. That's more than the total amount of migrants that crossed all of last year. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction concluded Monday the military spent an exorbitant amount of money, nearly $43 million, on a natural gas automobile filling station in Afghanistan. Afghans had no use for such a facility. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told Kazakhstan President Nursultan Nazarbayev Monday that the United States is appreciative of his support for nuclear nonproliferation and the fight against Islamic State insurgents.
Now, obviously, the future of Kazakhstan and of this region will be determined and should be determined by the people who live here, not by the United States or any other country. But we want to partner with you.
The top U.S. diplomat stopped in the Kazakh capital of Astana as part of his four-day tour of former Soviet states in Central Asia. The White House says U.S. Special Operations troops sent to Syria will not be there to engage in raids or combat. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the troops are intended to be a force multiplier, freeing frontline troops to fight the enemy. He acknowledged that U.S. troops may have to engage the enemy in some circumstances. Australia has begun military exercises with China not far from the disputed man-made islands of the South China Sea. Phil Mercer takes a look.
The live fire exercises were planned long ago, but come at a time of rising diplomatic tensions in the South China Sea, where the Chinese have tried to further their territorial claims by building new islands. Beginning Monday, the Royal Australian Navy will engage in war games alongside Chinese forces, not far from the disputed waters. Australia's relationship with its most powerful partners has presented diplomatic challenges, where it must further its most important trading relationship with China, while maintaining historic security ties with the United States. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
The United Nations says rebels in South Sudan have released 13 UN contractors who were taken hostage last week. The contractors had been escorting a barge carrying fuel on the Nile River. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.